There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been 3 weeks, 2 weeks since they had a bath because they found this new place around the corner from my house that it's like a car wash for dogs.
Yeah, and then it's warm inside and they can stay there and dry off.
It's a shower in the basement, so I might take him down there.
Yeah,
and just give him a bath.
Now, but rinsing him off, cleaning him versus using like the dog shampoo and stuff that takes away oils from the fur are two separate things.
Right?
Are you just like putting them through water and cleaning them up a bit, or are you giving them like a full treatment?
No, I'll give them a full bath.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give them a full bath. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the many nice things about the short hair dog. Boone doesn't.
Right.
You're not even supposed to give them to him ever. Right. Unless he gets like.
He jumps in mud and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't give dog bath.
I mean, I do every once in a while because he's a fucking mud dog and he'll go roll around in the mud and then I've got to rinse him off.
Right.
But like, I'll probably give him a bath with shampoo twice a year.
Really?
Because
and that's more than I've
you're
done
just not supposed to. Like his with whatever, like the skin,
oils
the skin
in the
and
fur,
the fur and all that kind of stuff, you're just not supposed to.
Oh,
so
yeah, I get
yeah.
Well, he gets a bath at least once a month.
You also have, I know this is gonna sound dumb, but I think it's accurate. It might not be. You also have dogs that have fur and then you have dogs that have hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Which are
and your I mean your guys' dogs have layers of like insulation and fur and all. I mean, they're built for the cold. Boone's got just one layer of short hair. I mean, he's literally called a short hair pointer.
Yeah.
he's a rinse off and he's good to go.
Yeah, he don't like that shit. He's like, fuck this cold shit. Come get me.
Now, I think you
like what the fuck? I just sent you out there.
You should like this.
Yeah.
Well, this is so what you're
I think you closed the door
for
on this before here, Andy, but like you're not ever putting Nico in a coat, jacket.
Fuck
right?
No.
Okay. Because Boone, I saw, had something on.
Boone had a jacket on yesterday.
Yeah, because he'll get cold.
25 degrees outside.
No
fucking, Chipper is...
No fucking way. And we damn, because usually that's Samson's job to walk in. That's his job. But since he's been gone, I was like, shit. I could go over here with this. It's cold as fuck. I was like, man, hurry up. Come on, do your business. And let's go. Because
took a very cold walk yesterday.
I'm not taking no fucking walk like
that. And so
like they do.
When it's cold, we have to take an extra longer walk because Chipper's like happy and wants to be outside.
We took him to Bass Pro Shops yesterday.
They let dogs in there?
Yeah.
He fish?
He liked the hunting section because Bass Pro's got all kinds of stuffed birds and all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
like
he was,
that.
He was,
it was great. He saw some quails and he was pointing at them and all the people that worked at the store were
thought it was hilarious.
They thought it was great. Yeah. It was just like, I got a jacket from my brother-in-law for Christmas that was a size too big and he got it from Bass Pro Shops, so I need to take it back. And it was like, you can't do shit. Like, you can't go outside. Like, it was like 30 degrees, you know? I mean, I guess we could have bundled them up. And, like, Lily went on the swing for, like, 10 minutes. And even she was too cold, all bundled up. But, like, this just... We'd been in the house for 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, we got to fucking do something. We got to go somewhere and do something. If it's just a drive
really?
Or whatever, we got to get out of here.
Dude, sometimes I wish I was like that. Like, my wife... You know how my wife is. Like, her ass, when it was fucking cold, she's waiting for Florida to fucking open. She was literally in the Destin town hall meeting on like while we were working. We were doing our show.
Right.
And they were having a town hall meeting in Destin to see if they could open up Florida. And she came in there crying. I was like, if I can go in the yard. It's like, just pack up, y'all leave.
Or the park or whatever. Yeah. It's fine. But like, we got a little ass house. And those fuckers, they just want to play with me. I can only do Kermit puppets for so long. We got to go do something somewhere. And, you know, so we did, went to Bass Pro Shops.
There you go.
Boone got a Carhartt collar. So that was pretty cool.
Carhartt?
It's a company. Oh. And he got a collar. It looked good on him. And Lily got a stuffed animal. And I got a gift card.
That's my thing, though, because I know if I go out, I got to spend money.
Yeah. Well, she spent her own money. She got to spend her Christmas money. And
she's so proud, wasn't she?
Kind of. Like, she spent all her money now. We've been three different places, and now she spent all her money on stuffed animals because it's all she wants, stuffed animals all the time. She has 5 million of them. And it's like, all right, you can get that. You have $27 left from what you got from all your grandparents for Christmas. Uh-huh. That stuffed animal costs $24.
Right.
You're going to be tapped out.
Right.
That's it. And so we got home, and Ashley went in her room and got in her little piggy bank and took all the money out from all the stuffed animals. It was like $60 worth of stuffed animals.
Y'all take that baby money.
I mean, if you don't do it.
My wife does that. I hate that shit.
Well, but if we don't do it, then what lesson is
that? No, I understand.
She would just still have $60.
That's just me. Donna is her all the way.
No, I'm trying to teach her to not spend her money.
I understand that.
Because now, and then Jack has all, they get the same amount of money from grandparents. It's like, Jack has $60.
Right.
You have three. You see? Now, if Jack, you know what I mean? And she was mad. She's like, why does Jack have 60? Because he didn't spend any money.
I feel like there's an opportunity.
Jack didn't spend it.
He didn't spend any money.
There's a nice loan opportunity here for Jack to, you
know, actually really
rub that shit in.
Now, Jack will loan you 20, but there's a 5%.
It's going to cost you 35 on the back end. Yeah. I'm talking about.
That would be actually really funny.